to DayFM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper and Benelin Day and Night Tablets. 24-hour cold and flu relief. Always read the label. Ask your pharmacist for advice.
You're very welcome back. It is time now for our health slot. We're joined by Dr. Dearan O'Leary, who is a health blogger and a GP in Cork. New research has found that there are serious misconceptions among Irish women about contraception and fertility. Commissioned research by the Dublin Well Women Centre, which is published today, shows there is also a concerning over-reliance on emergency contraception in some cases. A survey of over 1,000 women across Ireland found there's a preference for types of contraception that are proven to be the least effective in preventing pregnancy. Just over half of women aged between 17 and 45 have claimed that they've had sex where no contraception was used. And Dr. O'Leary is with us now. Dearan, good evening to you.
Good evening.
When we talk about this, I guess, look, we kind of have the headline figures coming out of this. And probably the one, I guess, that stands out is the least effective forms of contraception that are being used. So I guess contraception failure is probably a good place for us to start here.
Yeah, absolutely. So this research is very interesting, and it showed a reliance amongst the respondents, Irish women aged between 17 and 45, on the least effective forms of contraception. 27% of respondents used condoms only, and 53% of the cohort surveyed didn't know that condoms actually have a 17% failure rate, and 28% of women are relying on the oral contraceptive pill as contraceptive method, but again 49% were not aware that the failure rate for the pill is actually 9%. So with perfect use of the pill, the efficacy is much better. But, you know, within real life, you know, there's imperfect use. And with usual use of the pill, the failure rate actually goes up as far as 9%. So the failure rate for condom use is 17%. A failure rate for the combined oral contraceptive pill rate is 9%. And we have over half of women relying on these methods for contraception, and they're not the most effective options. 30% of women were not aware that the most effective form of contraception is actually LARC, or long-acting reversible contraception. So methods like the coil, the bar, those options, which are much more effective than what women are relying on, the pill and condoms predominantly.
Yeah, so really we're kind of breaking that down between long-term options and an option that really is either at the time of intercourse or on a monthly basis, really.
Yes, exactly. So the combined oral contraceptive pill is one of the most common options. As I said, 28% of women are using it. Now, with perfect use, it is more effective, but it's not taken perfectly, you know, missing a pill or taking too long a break. So there's a break. Women typically take a 7-day break on the pill. That's too long, really, for it to be effective. We're now recommending a 4-day break for it to be effective as a contraceptive method. And that thinking has changed in recent years. So the Faculty of Reproductive and Sexual Health have they published guidelines recently which recommended tailored pill use, so that it's not we don't have to recommend a 7-day break anymore, because that isn't as effective at contraception as the 4-day break, or indeed you don't actually have to take a break at all, and the FRSH very much recommend tailored pill use. Obviously don't change how you're taking the pill without speaking to your GP first. But to be effective at preventing pregnancy, it has to be taken every day at the same time, not missing a pill and not starting your pill packet late. That's why the 4-day break is more effective. But aside from that, you know, more effective again, and the most reliable forms of contraception are the LARC options, long-acting reversible contraception. So the most effective is the Implanon. That's a bar that goes into the back of the arm. GP can do it. It's a GP office-based procedure. If your GP doesn't do it, they can phone a friend or refer you to a colleague, or indeed you can go to the Well Woman Clinic to have it inserted. It lasts for 3 years. It's a progesterone-only option. It's 99.95% effective at preventing preventing pregnancy. So, you know, by far and away, a lot more effective than the pill or condoms, which most women are using. And it lasts for 3 years. So cost effective option as well. It's available on the medical card. And also, if you don't have a medical card, it's the cost of the Implanon itself is actually covered by the drug payment scheme. So that option is, it lasts for 3 years and is the most effective option.
What options, what options are out there for someone who maybe doesn't want to go down the non-hormonal route as opposed to what you've been talking about there?
Yeah, so non-hormonal options are available as well. Then there is the copper coil. So that's another LARC option. It's just the little coils. They're small T-shaped devices that go into the neck of the womb, basically. Again, can be done by a GP, office-based procedure. The copper coil is an option, non-hormonal. The only drawback about that is that a lot of women do tend to get very heavy bleeding on that. So the coils with a bit of progesterone in them do tend to be tolerated better. So there's the Marina coil, which has the most of the active hormone levonorgestrel. There's a Kylena coil and Jadess, which has the least amount of hormones. Then no hormones is the copper coil. Another non-hormonal method, of course, as well, is vasectomy in men, which obviously isn't a reversible option, but for couples who are finished their family, vasectomy is a good option for men because, again, it's an office-based procedure. There are some GPs who can do it. So, you know, it doesn't require any hospital admission, doesn't require an overnight stay, doesn't require general anaesthetic. It's local anaesthetic done by GPs. And a very good, effective option, non-hormonal again. You know, if the woman has had the children and done all of the work and the couple are finished their family, you know, the men can get a vasectomy, office-based, GP-based procedure.
Something that kind of stood out when I was reading through the survey as well is that almost one in three women who were surveyed, and we're talking about the ages of 17 to 45 here, weren't aware about long-acting reversible contraception being as effective as it is.
That's it. They weren't aware that it is the most effective. So I don't think that there's an awareness of the huge difference in effectiveness of these contraceptive methods. So, you know, the combined oral contraceptive pill, you know, the failure rate is 9%. That's huge compared to, you know, the Implanon, which has an efficacy rate of 99.95%. Marina coil is 99.8% effective. You know, those are really robust, reliable forms of contraception compared to, you know, condoms, which have a 17% failure rate. People aren't as aware of the high failure rates, you know. And in this survey as well, it said that there was 31% of women have had intercourse in the past where contraception failed, and 35% of those women said that it resulted in pregnancy. So, you know, then your women are relying on emergency contraception in those cases, which, of course, you know, it's freely available, but not having to go through that and just having a reliable form of contraception is obviously better. There are other good options as well. You know, if you don't want to quite go to the LARC options, you know, like some people just may not want to do something like put in the bar or the coil, there are options in between as well. There's the contraceptive patch. It's a patch that contains the same hormones as the combined pill. So you set it and forget it. Really good option if you forget to take your pill. So you put on the patch, you put on a new one each week, and then again the same pill break rules apply. So it's either a 4-day break or no break. The other nice one then is the vaginal ring. And again, it's set it and forget it. It's a vaginal ring. It's kind of a small plastic key, a flexible ring, goes into the vaginal vault. It stays there for 3 weeks and then you change it again. So those are nice ones that aren't quite as committing to LARC. You know, you don't, maybe if you want to have a family in the next, year or so, and you don't want to commit to 5 years of the coil, the patch or the ring are nice intermediate options as well, which are more reliable than the pill, because, you know, the pill failures are due to, you know, forgetting a pill or starting your pill packet late.
When it comes to condoms as well, they're an important defence against STIs, but they don't protect against every STI.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Look, it's obviously they're not as effective as other options at preventing pregnancy, but they are really important for protecting against STI. So that's a really important point. So, you know, condoms are really important for protecting against HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, hepatitis B. But with that said, look, they don't protect against all STIs, you know, any infections that are spread by skin-to-skin contact, in particular HPV. So HPV is spread by skin-to-skin contact. That's why it's so common amongst the general population. About 90% of us will have it at some point. So condoms don't protect against that. And that is why the HPV vaccine is so important. So, you know, if you can avail of it, you should. Or if your child is being offered it in school, you know, it's a good idea to avail of it because prevention is better than cure.
Can I just ask you finally about two questions we tend to get around the pill that comes into the programme? One being the idea that the pill leads to weight gain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, it doesn't. The pill, that's a myth. So it's a pill that the pill doesn't cause weight gain. So that is a myth associated with it. Sometimes just if you're on it for a few years, as we get older in general, our metabolism tends to slow down. And as we get older as well, you know, we do gain small bits of weight at a time. So it doesn't cause weight gain. If somebody gained weight whilst on it and they think that that was the cause of it, you know, that's fair enough. But scientifically, it doesn't cause weight gain.
And another concern that listeners often bring up about the contraceptive pill is the idea that it could potentially reduce fertility further down the line.
This is the other thing as well, that yeah, it's a myth that it reduces fertility again. So if you have a woman who is in her 20s and has been on the pill for the last 10 years, she's aged 10 years in that time frame. So, you know, it's not the pill that caused reduced fertility. It's just it's aging, you know, because, you know, now with modern life, you know, we're all pursuing a career, higher education and all of that. And we're delaying as a society, starting families. So we're just, you know, we're less fertile in our 30s, more fertile in our 20s. So if you're on the pill for 10 years, you come off it in your 30s, you're just less fertile because you've aged 10 years, not because you've been on the pill for 10 years.
Dr. Dearne O'Leary, many thanks for joining us on The Last Word this evening.
Today FM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper and Benelin non-drowsy chesty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label.